Tuberville, election win a referendum for Trump. He is going to take the state overwhelmingly. By Jeff Poor on July 15, 2020. On the heels of his overwhelming GOP primary runoff election win over former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Tuesday, former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville appeared on Fox News Channel's Fox & Friends on Wednesday to discuss the outcome. According to Tuberville, the win was a reflection of President Donald Trump, who endorsed Tuberville in the early stages of the runoff contest. "You know, I felt a little pressure for that because I'm a huge Donald Trump fan," he explained. "I think he's done a great job. With four or five people, he's a quarterback. He's in the pocket, and he's got people hanging all over him, but he's still completing passes. And you know what? The referendum for Donald Trump last night in Alabama. He is going to take this state overwhelmingly. So anything we can do to help him. You know, this country's in trouble. That's the reason I'm running. I told people a year and a half ago, which by the way this is the hardest thing I've ever tried to do in my life, but I'm doing it for the reasons. I was telling everybody this country's in trouble and we better get control of this country from Washington, D.C., on down to local government. And that's the reason I'm running. I want to be a part of what's going to happen in the next few years when we get President Trump re-elected. We have to keep the Senate." Tuberville also took a few shots at his general election opponent, Senator Doug Jones, D.L., the incumbent by virtue of winning a 2017 special election. "We're totally different," he said. "He doesn't believe in the values of most people in the state of Alabama. He believes in abortion, no guns, big spending. I mean, he voted to impeach President Trump. You can't do that in this state. I mean, this is the best president we've had in my lifetime that gets things done. And he's not listening to the people of Alabama. If you're a senator, you represent the people of your state, not your party," Tuberville continued. "And I'm going to represent the people of the state of Alabama, and they know that. I've been all over it telling them I'm their voice. And to do that, I've got to get to Washington, D.C., where I can help Senator McConnell and Donald Trump get their agenda done." The football coach turned politician acknowledged the biggest issue confronting Alabama voters remains COVID-19. However, he gave Trump high marks for his handling of the pandemic. "The big thing, and we pulled this, the coronavirus is number one thing on everybody's mind, and it should be," Tuberville said. "It's dangerous. We've got to be able to handle it. President Trump's done a good job. I mean, he got caught blindsided with no materials to fight back in terms of in our hospitals, but we're finding more and more out about this. And he's going to overcome this. President Trump is the guy that's going to lead us through this if we just listen. Of course, the left don't. They don't want to listen to anything. I mean, they're totally opposite of what he wants to do. And the other thing, obviously, economy," he added. "President Trump knows he's got to get jobs back. He's got to get people jobs, and he's doing it. He's working hard. I mean, this guy, I told him, I was on Air Force One with him not too long ago. I said, 'Mr. President, I don't know what you're taking, but I want to take it. I want the energy you got. I don't got a lot of energy. I mean, this guy's unbelievable.'" Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.